We're live.
Alright, we are live with another episode of Mini Live.
What up, what's good?
Oh, for the love of Mary. Oh. You know, it's just been one of those mornings, right? Scrap heap.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, cheers.
Scrappity, hippity, hippity,
hoppity.
Hippity, hoppity, hippity, hippity, hop.
Hello, everybody. How are we?
How are you, Mike? Many people have stayed for that intro?
Oh, God knows. They probably are bugging off by now.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah.
My mic keeps moving, and I don't know why. It's all this falling apart.
What is happening? This is the it's the downfall of Mini Life.
It's the beginning of the end.
Oh, son of a bee. Well, you know, we decided to not waste a day of recording and jump on here, do a little chin wag. Try to do a little, you know, we hadn't done I don't want to say major car update, but, you know, car update. Sean definitely hasn't done one in a while. You've kind of gotten bits and bobs from me. And then I think we got a little special Patty probe today, where I think we're going to probe each other. We've gotten requests for that, you know?
I don't know how I feel about that, Mike.
I'm going to probe. I'm going to give you the probe.
Yeah.
With the amount of leaks my car has right now, it should be painless. Can we put this in? I don't even know. I'll have to put explicit on this episode. All right, I think our audience is mature enough, you know.
Yeah, we're all...
It's all
we're
jokes. All it's all fun and games, people. Live a little bit, you know? That's what life's about.
Yeah. It's a weekend.
That's what the mini life is about. Before we lose a bunch of people and get canceled. Is this how we get canceled? This is how you get canceled.
I don't know. I don't want to find out, though.
You can't cancel us.
You can't cancel us. You know who we are. Let's get into it, Mike, shall we?
Tell us about your project, Scrap Heap. What is going on?
Well, it's an...
Are you even going to finish this thing? It's been 84 years.
What year is it? Yeah, okay. I think the last time I updated everyone,
it was a long time ago. I can still remember when Sean Scrap Heap had a car.
Dude.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I've been working on my voice lessons.
Yeah, you've been... Thanks. Appreciate
long, it. Long time ago.
All right. Before we do get cancelled, Mike.
Sorry.
Let's do this.
Everyone, write a comment. Do you like my singing voice? Should I sing more or less? Comments.
Don't hold back, everyone, on the answers either.
was it that bad?
No, it wasn't actually. I've definitely heard worse. No, next is going to be bloody yodeling, isn't it?
This episode has just gone down the turlet.
It really has, isn't it? What is going on today?
This just brings up another question. Why don't Europeans just call it the toilet? Just like, hey, I got to go to the toilet. It sounds so crude.
I mean, what's crude? It's not crude. It's the
like,
water closet.
I
got
to go to the toilet.
Yeah? Well, that's where you're going. Oh, mate, yeah. We are so down a rabbit hole right now.
I thought you guys would be like proper and be like, oh, I got to go to the powder room. What's the difference? Do you guys even say restroom? Or all your signs just say toilet?
No, they all say WC. Do you want an update on the car or do you want to talk about toilets?
No, I want to... Wait, before we get to the car, what does WC stand for?
Water closet.
What? Water closet? That's
an
actual thing?
Genuinely, yeah.
You guys... So that's we'll talk about this later. Water closet? I had not heard that one before. Anyways, all right. Minis. While we're here, let's talk about it.
Right. So last time I gave an update to anyone publicly on the Mini Life podcast, I think I discussed that it was just having like a light freshen up, new paint, do some head work, and put it back together. Unfortunately, that has not gone overly well. It's currently in a million pieces, and it's basically a shell, and it will be just a shell again.
It's a roller. It's a roller.
For now, until I take the subframes off.
Yeah, so it's a roller now. We're good. We're good right now.
I mean, it's got half the engine in still, so...
So were you trying to just kind of scuff it and paint it? Or what was your... Were you always going to pull the subframes off? What led you down this rabbit hole, other than the fact that it's a Mini?
Well, yeah. because it's a Mini. No, basically, I had some brand new panels put on it about 6-7 years ago, and the tin worms started to come through again.
And so, what started coming through?
Like tin worm, you know, like the little surface rust.
Oh, tin worm.
Yeah.
Tin worm.
So I thought, do you know what? While it's winter, car's not being used, I'll just, you know, I'll de-rust those bits and I'll just scuff up the original paint and then I can, you know, prep it, paint it and put it back together. Unfortunately, the more I took off, the worse it's becoming. So... unfortunately, my mind works at a million miles an hour with stuff like this, and I get some really good ideas, and I get some really dumb good ideas. And I thought it would be a great time to freshen up the interior as well as doing all the paint and the mechanical work at the same time, which, you know, it needs it. So I started stripping the exterior, primed. The front end is completely in primer now, which is good. There's no more rust coming through, which I'm happy with. I started stripping out the interior as well, and I found a few lovely holes on my lovely floor pan. So, yeah, that's...
The damn old boot.
Yeah, well, the boots... I didn't realise the boot had a couple of holes in. Something's leaked in the boot. I don't know what it is, but it's...
The floor pan and the boot have holes.
Yeah, so where the front bulkhead joins the floor pan... I don't know. I'm going to take the front subframe off, and I'm going to see how bad the hole actually is. I haven't poked it yet because I don't want to. Yeah. So I know. I think because of how stiff I've run the car over the past summer, a lot of that kinetic energy has had to go somewhere. So I think a lot of that energy is trying to separate the front bulkhead from the floor pan because I've got a nice crack running along that seam. So I've got to address that. And there's a couple of little holes, and there's a hole. I say there's multiple holes, but I think it's going to be one big hole in the back on the boot. So, yeah, subframe's got to come out.
Do you have solid engine mounts in there, or what?
No, they were just the OEM ones. I think they were the original ones from 86, so they're probably crushed and squashed. And yeah, they're probably not doing a lot.
Someone switched mine to... Solid mounts, and it's...
We got like polybush.
No, they're like just aluminum or metal or steel or okay. I don't know
like
what they are.
Solid.
Yeah, they're legit solid. There's no rubber up there.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
The rear, I didn't know that at the time because the engine, everything was standard. I thought everything was standard at the time, and I only needed to address the rear. This is when I first got it, so I put, you know, just standard bushes in the back, which is
it
works great. The rear is really sorted, but now I think I read it after the fact that people do that anyway. They put solid up front and gives it a little, I don't know if that's accurate or not,
a little bit of flex
again,
yeah.
Again, we don't know what's right on the internet or not. Everything on this podcast is disclaimered. So what happens? What happens if it's too far gone? I mean, nothing's too far gone, but is there a point where you're like, shoot, is it the juice worth the squeeze? Should I just scrap this shell and find another one?
I mean, fortunately, the shell overall is actually in really good condition. Like, I had a lot of work done to it a few years back, which has probably saved the shell itself. It is what it is. You know, there's only a couple of little holes, but you know, if I end up cutting out the entire floor pan, I cut out the entire floor pan at this point.
That's the
not...
thing I think this isn't the proper way, but I think it's doable. Like, Like, my floor, or excuse me, my boot had a couple holes, and I just patched them. I mean,
yeah,
is that the proper way? No, but listen, not everyone can do a full restoration. Like, people patch stuff. No, like, it's fine. It works great. I Raptor lined it, or whatever the hell that shit's called.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like the truck bed lining stuff. Truck,
yeah, kind of, and everything's great in there. Everything's fine. Yeah. I'm sure there's some other bits and bobs, but...
The thing is, like, the basis that I'm going on is the bits that need to look nice will look nice. But, like, the underside of the car, if it's patchy, but it holds up, it's fine, I don't care. It's not going to be a show car. It's going to be used to blast down a country lane. Right. Exactly.
Exactly. So, but, you know, on one hand, yeah, it's a blaster, it's a driver... But we want it to be safe. I'm not saying cut corners, and I know there's probably body people out there. But, like, you know, if it's not anything, like, in a crucial area and it's just, like, a hole, a random hole in the floor, like, just patch that bitch up.
Patch it. Yeah, exactly. It doesn't matter.
Patch her up. I mean, there's a fine line of, like, what's attached to it or is it, you know.
yeah.
I get you. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so yeah, the bodywork's getting done, which is fine. I realized, well, you know, and probably a lot of my followers know that throughout the summer I had a lot of overheating issues going on. I didn't want to admit defeat with it. I thought it was, you know, thermostats or water pumps, stuff like that, and it turns out it wasn't after everything got replaced. It was the head gasket, which had gone for sure. So heads off, engine's stripped out near enough now. And it's going to be built into hopefully a nice little 998, little super 998. Hopefully, if all goes well, according to plan. But it's one thing in theory, it's another thing in practice.
Yeah. Yeah. The more you dig, the more you find. It's the rabbit hole. It's the rabbit hole that we all go down.
Yeah. And I've done it once and I'm doing it again after 18 years and having the car on the road for a year. So I think I'm winning.
I mean, in theory, like, body work takes a while, but in theory, if you hit that every weekend, you know, patching up some holes doesn't take that long. Are you gonna do that yourself? You have someone to help you?
You've ever welded? No, I'm gonna actually learn this time around so that if it does happen ever again, I
learned on mine with a cheap ass welder, and it's not half bad.
Hey,
that's what a grinder's for.
Exactly. People are screaming at us right now, Mike.
No, honestly, I mean, listen, I first admit a lot of, like, even like a lot of the panels people do, like, plug welds. It's not like you need to run a perfect bead.
No, that's
and if you're patching a hole, you could literally just kind of boop 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 and you're going to grind it down anyway. You're not trying to leave those welds. Like, it's not like a showpiece.
No,
right?
Exactly. Like, and, you know, a bit of carpet can hide it or something. It's fine.
People probably hate us right now.
Well, yeah, probably. You know. But the good news is I have finally sat down, spent some time, and designed a livery for the car. And I am so chuffed with it.
Did you finish it?
Yeah.
For the most part?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, there's a couple of little things I want to change, but...
You sent me some stuff, and it looks cool. Yeah, I like the vibe.
It's going to be wild. It's not subtle.
It's a good combo of, like, it's like a combo of old and new, really.
Yeah, you know? I showed a friend of it, and he turned around and said it's very David Bowie. And I kind of see it.
Okay.
It's not a bad thing.
No.
But, yeah, it's going to...
I'm not going to say what I think it reminds me of, because I think it would give it away for a lot of the audience.
You'll have to tell me after then.
Yeah, I'll tell you afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's cool, and I've never seen a Mini that's very similar to that. Honestly, you don't see Minis with too many, like, liveries like that.
No.
You
know,
sometimes you see the traditional kind of Cooper car company, like or Britax or whatever, which are amazing, and I would love to duplicate. But I think our cars are a little different. I think ours need that kind of retro, hand-painted kind of... And again, I'm not saying this is what yours looks like, but, you know, hot rod style, where it is kind of that... It's very old school, but very new school.
Yeah.
It's a very good vibe. I like it.
Hopefully. I'm hoping
definitely a scrap heap.
Man, it's Scrapyard. Come on.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I haven't got the heart to tell Kevin. He's such a good guy, bless him.
100% he knows. He's just
no,
effing
he's doing
with
it on
you.
Purpose by now.
So funny.
Oh, geez.
So what do you think the ETA is? What do you, you know...
Well,
that was where I was kind of going with that question.
Yeah,
it was like, you know,
so,
you could get in there every weekend and kind of get her done. What do you think?
I honestly don't know. It's how long is a piece of string? I did promise August this year. Potentially, I could have it running by August, but I don't know. There's a lot there that needs doing, and unfortunately, I'm there most nights now that it's sort of drying up a little bit. I'm down the unit a lot more now, but it's still like, well, I either got to wait for this part or I can do this and then move on to that. And then it's trying to prioritize it. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah, it's tough. I'm the type of guy that doesn't like to... I got a dang frog in my throat. Sorry, guys. I don't like to work on my car unless I have, like, majority of the parts or things that are needed. It's like, annoying to me.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like you, like, I have a garage here, but I got to go, like, downstairs, move some things around, and kind of get going. So, for me, it's, like, more of a hassle to go down there, do all of that, and then work for, you know, half an hour. It's like,
I mean, I should do that.
You know, it's
yeah,
like
I mean,
progress.
You've got no excuse, because I've got a 10-15 minute journey in the Clubman, which, as you know, is chuffing low, and then the way down there is just all country. I think
no,
I posted a video
I'm saying there's
the
no
night.
Excuse. I always advocate for progress. You know,
yeah.
It's, you know, just getting little things done. It just checks them off the list. So
it's small progress, isn't it? And it leads up to big progress. It's just chipping away at stuff.
When I was putting my engine back together, it was just like, it's so daunting. You're just like this list of everything, and you're just like, all right, I'm just gonna do this one thing, and then, you know, 2 days go by, a weekend goes by, you're like, oh shit, like, I'm almost done.
Yeah, it's crazy, because all of a sudden it's like a light switch, isn't it? It's like, bing, oh, it's literally almost there. It's like, how's that happened? Which is good.
Speaking of, like, doing things in the garage, we've been asked, and we've talked about it a few times.
Are you sure you're just drinking water? Sorry.
I don't know. It's California water, so who the hell knows what's in it?
It's probably those toilets again.
Exactly. It's freaking the toilet water, literally. I filter it, so. One of these days, I'll make some money, and I'll get one of those damn reverse osmosis water things. That's the move right there.
That's the dream right there.
But we've talked about it. You know, people are like, you know, maybe some YouTube content. Not necessarily vlogging, but whatever, you know. And I attempted the other day, and it's just like the way I work in the garage is so sporadic that I can't, like, I can't, like, say, all right, I'm going to do this now. I'm going to, like, because I'm always just like, beep, boop, beep, boop, boop, bing, 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 like a pinball machine around the garage, tools everywhere and everything. It's just like, oh, man, it's so difficult.
But
so
maybe
difficult.
That's what the people want to see. Because
maybe.
It's probably not just us that do that. It's probably half of the population or half of the community that listens to us that does it like that.
Yeah, I think so for sure. It's just difficult, too, in the garage setting that I have. Like, I really need, like, a bigger tripod. Like, I have a little mini one that I can prop up here. But, like, to really get something entertaining that I would want to watch and I would want to put out, it's like, man... It's not I like videoing and editing and things like that. I like producing content.
Yeah.
But it's so difficult. I started then I started last weekend or whatever weekend it was. And then I was like, shoot, I forgot to film like 10 things.
Oh,
so then
geez.
it's like, oh, cool. You just brought the intro, said what you're going to do. And then halfway done. Yeah.
Oh no, the thing is, the worst thing as well, because I dabbled on YouTube for a little while, and a lot of the good stuff happens off camera that you're not ready for, and that's the most annoying thing.
Yeah. I mean, all the YouTubes that I watch, is, you know, they all started doing it themselves, vlog style, which I can do, you know, but it's just like doing something like changing a head gasket and doing all that kind of stuff is like, which I was doing last weekend, it's just like, it's not like a quick little, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it's kind of boring.
I know what
you
mean.
If that makes it, like, it's kind of boring. Like, I'm unhooking a few things, like, under the car, unhooking the exhaust. Like, no one wants to really watch it. I don't know.
The thing is, as well, there's so many videos of doing that as well. It's how do you make that stand out from everyone else that's done it?
Exactly. It's the person. I think, and we've said this before, I think a lot of people like this podcast because they like us, maybe. You know, there's a lot of YouTubers out there that I think their content might be interesting. I might be interested in their content, but they're so dull and boring that I can't do it. Oh, yeah. I just can't do it. Their audio sucks or whatever it is. And, you know, and I get
there's
that.
No hook
and,
there.
Yeah, it's tough. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd rather try to do maybe driving videos or not driving videos, but like those kind of cool short documentary style ones. I like those a lot.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. They're pretty cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we heard the latest about your gearbox after the rally event that you done.
Mm-hmm.
You got the gearbox.
Mm-hmm.
Which you announced on here.
Yep.
Where are you up to? Are you driving yet? Is it road legal? Or can you go out and drive now? Or are you having other issues that we don't need to talk about?
Oh, man. I got that gearbox. I don't even remember exactly, so I'll just kind of start from getting the new gearbox. That was a whole ordeal, but whatever. Finally got it. I was going to build it myself. I was going to do some straight cuts, and I opted against it because I do drive it a lot, or used to. And and I do drive on the highway a lot to just get to places in general. It's not that I wanted a highway cruiser, but I wanted something happy medium, so I opted to stay with the 3.2, I believe. Seems to be a good match for me. I can cruise at 65-70. It's not absolutely screaming, and it still has decent acceleration, you know, when I want to drive and cruise in the canyon, etc. So
I
got a gearbox, reconditioned one, some new parts and stuff like that. Really beautiful. Slapped it all together. Had some bonehead mistakes. Not bonehead, just I think sometimes the thing about the mini community is there's a lot of parts available. Like almost everything you can get new, right?
Yeah.
A lot of stuff new, but sometimes they just suck and you have to re-get it, or you know what I mean? Or you know, you don't know what you don't know, right? Like some websites
it's kind of a live and learn thing.
Yeah, some websites have the genuine one, and some have a repo one. And I just, you know, there's so many parts suppliers. You just kind of like I like to order from one. So sometimes I might get a non-genuine bearing or something in this case, and I didn't quite know it. I don't, you know, I wasn't like thinking about it. So it was the first motion support bearing when I was putting on the little transfer case thing. For those that don't know, it's like the first motion the first motion gear that comes out of the gearbox has like the little bearing on the end, and it like slots into like the transfer case thing, and there's like a little race in there, and it has to line up, obviously, and it just kind of supports it there.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I was replacing it for good measure. Obviously, I think the old one broke. It's kind of hard to get it off anyway, but I wanted to replace it anyway since I was replacing pretty much everything in there. And it got caught. It must not have been seated properly just because it was, you know, maybe it was just like a aftermarket one that just wasn't as good of quality and just didn't sit down in there properly. But, you know, I cleaned everything out and I had it a nice socket, perfect size. It seemed to be fine, and just something about it got caught and broke it. So I had to get a new one. But I ended up getting like the actual, well, whatever the I forget what the brand is, RHP, RSP, I forget. Someone knows what I'm talking about. Very quality. And when I got that, I'm like, oh yeah. See, it's like you know what you don't know what you don't know, right? And so when that came, I was like, oh, now I know. Next time I need some sort of bearing, like that's the one I'm getting because it just fits so nice,
snug.
Yeah, very, very nice. So that went on. Everything was good. Got the car up and running. Everything was working great for a week or so. I took it for black. Remember, I was still. Remember the story in the rally. Like I was having the brake issues.
Yeah.
Generally, yeah. I had them fixed, but I just still wasn't happy with them. So I was kind of like playing around because I don't remember how far I've gone. My car is a little bit of Frankenstein, just like every Mini. So it was like a left. It was a right-hand drive. It was converted to a left-hand drive. So I didn't have the proper, you know, little plate that's our underneath the master cylinders.
Yeah.
Nor did I really know what, because I don't think they made a left-hand drive in that year. So I don't know what it should be or what it, you know what I mean? You know what I'm trying to say?
It's a guessing game, isn't it? Yeah, it's like trying to find where's Wally.
Exactly. So I was still kind of messing around with that. So the gearbox felt good, but it wasn't, you know, and the brakes didn't feel like everything worked. And it just wasn't like, you know, whatever. I was just kind of trying to mess with it. And I went for a little rip, and it was a little bit of a hotter day, but not crazy. And I took it up a pretty steep canyon, and it didn't overheat by any means, but it got a little hot. And
uphill.
Yeah, it got a little hot, and it didn't continue to climb. It just kind of stopped, but it stayed a little hot for a little bit. I should have, looking back on it, I should have continued to kind of drive to get it cooled down a little bit because I didn't have my auxiliary fan hooked up yet. But whatever, you know, it is what it is.
Hindsight's a wonderful thing.
Exactly. And I don't know if that's what did this or not, because backtracking again, I kind of cleaned up the cooling system. I don't have a heater in mind, so I just had it kind of looped back into the system, and I finally got just like the single non-heater hose that just goes down to the bottom. So it's all cleaned up, everything like that. But it didn't have like a bypass valve in the water heater from the head to the water pump, rather.
Yep.
That's just how mine came. So I had a little hole drilled in the thermostat, right? Again, I don't know if any of this caused this, but I started getting a leak and I couldn't figure out where it was coming from. I thought it was the timing cover, because it had dripped down to that and it was kind of coming from that. So I pulled reluctantly, pissed off, pulled it all apart. I was going to pull the engine and just like double check everything. I was like, no, just calm your ass down, pull it apart. Just do it while it's in
take
the car,
breath,
which is
take a step back, yeah.
Which is a pain in the ass, but it was doable. So I replaced the timing cover gasket. All was good. Leak was still there.
Oh,
like, shit. But it wasn't coming from that. So now, like, you know, I was able to kind of see where it was coming. It looked like it was just dripping down the back of the block. So I pinpointed it to, I think it was coming out of the head.
Yeah.
And that's where the oil feed from the block to the head is back there. And apparently that's could be a common spot, especially if you don't have that bypass and the heat can build up.
Yeah, yeah.
My and I had a good head gasket. I had the BK450, which is a good head gasket, from so I've been told. But what I didn't know, talking to some Mini gurus out there, is that there's one called the, again, I'm probably going to butcher this, I believe it's the AK470. And it was a later one that has like a little rubber portion that goes around that spot.
Yeah.
So I pulled the head off, made sure everything was flat, cleaned it all up, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I put that one on, and knock on wood, it's good. Everything has been good. Then
I feel like there's a butt.
Yeah, everything on that side seems to be good now. And then I go out the next morning to, you know, double check, right? You know, shit happens overnight.
Yeah.
And there's a little drip on the clutch side now. And I was like,
oh, come on.
Son of a bitch. And it looked, you know, it looked like it's weeping out of the, like the clutch, you know, where the, I don't know if you know, but some of you might know, the clutch kind of housing, the wok it's called, or some people call it the wok. And the transfer case there, right? There's a little hole at the bottom that has a cotter pin in it.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to kind of like direct the oil out of it. It looked like it was dripping out of that. I was like, shit. And the only thing really in there, because it didn't look like it was coming out of the housing itself. It looked like it was coming out of that hole area. So it's the the, I don't know, it has various names, rear main seal, the clutch oil seal, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
That's got to be it. And looking back on that, I did replace that. But I had a little bit of an issue getting it on. I didn't have the tool, which everyone recommends the tool, but I did the like alternative that, you know, the websites say too, like not cardboard, but like
what's it called? Like a gasket paper sort of thing.
Yeah, kind of like the thicker kind of sheet stock paper.
Was it a case of loading up the YouTube videos as well?
No, I mean, it's just like, I just know, because what, for those that don't know, that seal goes on and it goes over your crankshaft and there, your primary gear sits on that. Okay. And that's kind of where the flywheel and everything attaches to. But the oil seal has to go in and slot in, and it has to be like tight around that, but, and it can get kind of caught on the primary gear. When you're pressing it in, or in my case, I had pressed it in and I'm like slowly sliding it on to get it over that.
Yeah.
And I do remember it was a little like, it was like I had a kind of not, so maybe it's on there crooked. Maybe it got pinched. Maybe I don't know. So
things like that are so easily done though. That's the thing.
Yeah. And it's, they're fragile. So, yeah. You know, I borrowed that tool. There's a cool little tool that you can slide in. So basically today I'm going to try to pull that apart in the car. You basically slide this tool, like this metal sheath, over the primary gear, and you can slide the seal on. So it goes on straight. And then there's like a little, like, another piece that slides over the sheath part that's flat, and it butts up against the seal, and you can just slowly work it in. So apparently, guys, it's the way.
If anyone's not watching this, you need to watch this just for hands, for Mike's hand movements, right?
There's a lot of hand movements going on. I did not. There's the seal.
Right.
There's the seal and everything, and it's just.
Oh, jeez.
So I don't know, and I don't even remember.
So that's today's job, then.
That's today's job. So hopefully, I don't know. Worst case scenario is somehow I'm producing too much crankcase pressure, which I don't know.
I guess trial and error, my man. Wait and see, and find out. And hopefully, it doesn't leak anymore after this.
Fingers crossed.
Although, I do know you got a very new part for your interior the other day. How's that looking?
You know, I can't enjoy it right now because I got a leaky car.
But does it look good where it is, though?
It looks real good. I got the mountainy, I don't even know what it's technically called, the center, like, horn button. But
yeah,
the polished,
like, the horn
one.
Push. Yeah.
Horn push. Oh, man, it looks so good. I've been wanting it. And I never disliked the black kind of wrinkle kind of one.
Yeah, it's almost like a leather texture to the plastic, isn't it? It's really quite cool.
Yeah, it looks cool. I like that one. But I always wanted that, like, that polished one. It looks really nice. And this is a plus for mountainy. Like, I didn't think it was going to be, like, shitty or anything, but it's way better quality than I thought it was going to be. Like, it's like heavy duty, thick, beautiful finish on it. I was like, damn, this is a nice piece.
Definitely.
It's one of those cool kind of little, you know, interior mods are super fun. I love interior mods.
The way I've always looked at interiors are, you're the guy or girl who has to sit there and drive the car. So why make the interior boring?
Yeah, my interior is not like super nice or anything.
No, but it's fresh.
I try to keep it clean. Yeah, I try to keep it clean. I got that awesome garage Foss. I don't know if you say Foss or Foss. Foss dash, which is awesome. The mountainy steering wheel with that. I got the little gear knob extension, which is sick. I don't know.
Did we figure out if that was Downton or Speedwell?
I think it's BMC.
I think so.
I gotta double check. There's like stampings on them that some are like BMC, some are like, I forget. Alexander, is it Alexander? Is that the company? Alexander Speed?
Oh, yeah, the guys. Yeah. I'm with you. Yeah, they make the inlet manifolds and stuff as well, don't they?
I think so, yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, so that's kind of where I'm at right now. Car runs great. It's driving nice, other than some leaky leaks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels good. The gearbox feels real good. Pretty notchy. I borrowed, also, I love borrowing tools from my friends, but I borrowed the Color Tune. So I'm going to throw some new plugs in there and just kind of double check everything.
Yeah.
Oh, I got the piss. This is a fun one that I learned. My HIF 44 carb, I had switched out a while ago, and I always liked it.
Mm.
But full throttle, like banging gears, right? You know, between gears, when I would smash the throttle again, there'd be like a slight hesitation, like a little drop off, just a little bog spot, like barely. And I was like, oh man, my tune's just a little loud, my timing maybe, I don't know. And I was always just kind of tinkering.
Yeah.
I was always just kind of there. And I was reading, I think it was AC Dodd that I saw this on. I forget. There's different pistons, the little like cap thing, and I didn't know.
You're dampening.
Yeah, I don't know why I never thought about it. Again, you don't know what you don't know.
Oh.
But apparently there's one that is for minis, 1275s or plus or whatever it is. And so I switched that out. It's pretty much gone.
Nice. Pretty cool. That's what you want.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
I know you can sometimes run a thicker or a thinner oil in them, which will make a huge difference as well.
I don't know if you ever tried that. Yeah, that's the thing too. I've always run 3-in-1 because it's worked fine, and you know, it's one of those things where you gotta like, you know, just mess with it.
Yeah.
And honestly, that is something that I would like to look into and like just kind of further fine tune it. You're just pulling out just a little more performance, right? Which is fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm assuming you need, I don't know. See, that's why I need to like really think about it, which way I need to go for my application. Do I need to go thicker or thinner? Right.
Yeah.
That's kind of hard for me to think about, especially while I'm on air.
Is it thinner? Sorry, was it twin or was it single?
Huh?
Is it twins or single?
I just have a single HIF 44.
Yeah.
I don't know too many people that run the double. I know I've seen Tom Schrock that has a double HIF 44, I think, which I've never seen before. So,
I bet that sings.
Yeah, I think he's got a pretty big engine in there, like a 13 something.
Jeez, like 1380.
We still need to have you on, Tom. What the heck?
Yeah, come on, man, jump on. We don't bite.
He doesn't drive minis anymore. I'm just kidding. I don't know. He's too famous for us.
Oh, dear. So, Mike, on the podcast, we I don't know if you listen to us or if you have been listening, but we do this thing called Paddy Probe.
Never heard of her.
Never heard of her. Oh, well, you're in for a nice little surprise. So, basically, it's a quick fire round. Or it doesn't have to be. You can answer with full questions. But I'd just like to ask you a few little questions and, get to see your answers and get inside your head a little bit.
Never heard of her. hurry up. I need to go to the wash closet.
Oh, I'm still looking for the symbols.
The toilet bedroom.
Oh, jeez.
Some of my bees.
Yeah. So, who's doing the first round?
I thought you just said you were going to Paddy Probe me.
Do you want to alternate?
Do you want to alternate? Like, you ask the question, or
one of us asks a question, the other person will answer, but then the other person can then give an answer to that same question. How's that sound? And we'll just alternate.
Perfect. Let's do that.
Job done. All right. What we got? Oh, I don't think I've ever asked you this. Ever. Not even off air.
Okay.
What is your favorite mini variant?
Oh. You know, the boring answer is, as a kid, it was always, you know, a Mark I Cooper S, as most people, I think everyone wanted one of those. But in terms, as I, like, got older and realized there's, like, crazy variants and stuff like that, I think my favorite, I have a couple, I think. I like the weird, quirky ones, like, you know, Mini Marcos and stuff like that. I think those are cool.
I think AJP Mini just bought one, didn't he?
Did he?
I'm sure it was AJP Mini. The little green Marcos sort of looking thing. Really cool.
I don't know.
It
might He's be got GTM, some I'm sick, not sure. sick watt wheels, though.
Oh, gotcha.
Those are sexy. My favorite kind of, like, factory one, though, would probably be the Wolseley Hornet. I think those are so, one, I love the name. I'm a sucker for that. That just gets with Hornet. So cool. Yeah.
You'd and, have to paint it green, though, wouldn't you?
I don't know what I would paint it. My envision, no, not anymore. not a fan of that. Everyone hates on it, but there's multiple, like, visions you can have. You can, like, do the super classy one with the boot and, you know, everything like that. But my favorite is when somebody, like, decks it out in, like, race trim and get a little bit wider wheels. Dude, those things look badass.
There's quite a few out in Japan which are like that. Yeah. And they look incredible.
Minis are quirky, but I think those are super, like, no one would ever see one of those here. Like, if you pulled up to somebody, like, everyone like, what in the hell is that?
Which I can't remember.
Not why I like it, but those are cool.
Yeah, I can't remember if it was the Wolseley Hornet or the Riley Elf, but the front badge lights
Hornet.
Up. Is it
I
the
think
Hornet?
It's the Hornet. Yeah, I think it's the Hornet.
It's so cool. I never knew that up until, last year, the year before. It's such a cool
And I think that's...
like, parts
yeah,
of
I think... Yeah, super cool. Super, super cool. I mean, I would take either one of those. They're super cool.
Yeah.
But I think my, like...
Go-to.
I don't know if... I don't... God, it's a hard question. And that's why it's on the probe is I think I would really want a mini sprint.
Oh, sir. Oh, sir. Yes.
What's the guy I'm drawing the blank on his last name. Paul Willington? Paul Wingington? I forget.
I'm not sure.
Everyone's screaming at their screen right now. He does amazing, like, sprints and stuff. They're so sick. His body work is amazing. Those are cool, dude. I want one of those.
Oh, 100%.
And I don't know if I have the balls to do it to mine.
I mean, you've got the race car.
That's what I'm saying. I don't have the balls to do it to that.
It's already a show.
I don't know if I have the balls to do that.
Just do it. You live once, Mike. No. The car's gone past being a purebred now. Just do it. Comments, people. Should Mike do a GT conversion on his Mark I Cooper S race car? Because I think yes. 100%.
The thing about it is I just don't know if I trust anyone here to do it. Like, I would have to ship that bitch out to the UK to somebody that actually has done it before.
Well, when you come over, just bring it with you. Just put it in your suitcase. It'll be fine.
It probably fits.
Yeah.
are you now answering that same question?
If you'd like me to, I can.
Yeah, go for it.
Why not? So, I think episode 27, when you had me on as BMC Outlaw.
Yeah.
I think I answered with the Mini Ogle, or Oogle, I can't remember which way it's pronounced, which you hadn't heard of at the time. And I still stand by that now. But... I really do like a well and truly sorted moke. And I'm not talking, you know, like back to OEM or something. I'm talking, there was one, I went to a show.
Like those very year, like early mokes are sick.
No, like, dude, honestly, this moke was insane. It had a 1275 Metro Turbo in it. It had small 10-inch, I think they're like MB wheels or something, like splits. It had a single fiberglass or carbon fiber seat with like a half hooped roll cage, and it was just decked, and it was so cool. That to me is like pinnacle moke, lightweight, just give it hell down a road. That would be
Yeah, those are sick. I really like those. The Ogle or Hoogle or however you say that is super cool too.
So
that's what I'm talking about. There's so many of those cool little variants that are built off of minis.
Yeah,
it's hard to kind of pick one. Those are really cool.
And they're all raced. A lot of them raced. I think a lot of them ended up in the States and Japan, I think.
Probably.
There was one up for sale quite recently. I think it was like £45,000.
Sheesh.
And it turned out that it was... the first year I went to Bingley Hall, there was one there. And it was left-hand drive. It had been raced in America, but unfortunately, like yours, they didn't know a lot about the race history, which was a huge shame. Turns out, the one that I sat in and spoke to the owner with... was the one that was up for sale quite recently. And I was gutted because I was like, if I had 45 grand, I would have bought that without even thinking. You know, maybe I could sell the home or sell a few cars, but yeah, you know, I'd love to have had that.
That's awesome. Yeah, those are cool.
Yeah.
All right, what's next?
What are you going for? What are you choosing?
Let's see here. Huh... I always like this question. I'm a simple man. What is your favorite? What's your favorite modification that you've either done or plan to do, or has given your mini the most transformed your mini the most? Something like that.
This is a tricky question because my car is full of different quirks, shall we put it, rather than modification.
Yeah.
Oh man, I don't know. The thing is, I've got a lot planned for it, which is going to be insane. And I mean, the Kirky seat's always a conversational starter for the seat. Everyone always comments about it. Wherever I park it or wherever I leave the car, they always go up and see the seat. The dashboard with the fluffy leopard print. I think between the Kirky seat, the fluffy leopard print dash, or my Ripspeed International front bumper, I think are some of my favorite things out on the car.
Yeah, that's good. Those are good for sure. I think for me, like I said, I like the driver kind of modifications, like things that I can really feel input from.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of mine that I've done so much, you know, obviously it's not like a crazy build or anything, but just, you know, all the bolt-ons, right? Like obviously the exhaust, that's cool.
Yeah.
Like,
what have you got? Is it RC40 on it?
Yeah. RC40 with the Manaflow down, you know, it's a kind of a custom center piece that I did, which is cool. Sounds nice. And it's like interchangeable, so I want to get either a straight pipe back section or like a cherry bomb or something like that, just to see, because it's so easy to switch it out. It's a bolt on flange, which is cool. But I think mine is when they kind of go together.
Mm-hmm.
And I got them at separate stages, but my drop column bracket.
Yes.
Game changer.
Massive game changer.
Game changer. The mountainy steering wheel and 100%. my little bucket seat, which I have no idea what it is. All those are together. And now my like gear knob extension. Once I find the right gear knob for it, all those together, it's just like a great, like I fit perfectly in there.
Yeah. And that's the thing with modifications. It's not just one particular mod. It's a handful of little mods put together to make an overall experience.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. But
that's
if I like recommend one thing for like an interior piece is I think getting the adjustable drop bracket, because it's such a game changer.
Yeah.
For me, it was just so good.
Yeah. And I'm going to give some piece of advice here. Do not put a Kirky seat in the driver's position. Don't do it.
I don't think anyone wants to.
No, I don't see why anyone would want to anymore.
Oh, shit.
All right, Mike, moving swiftly on.
I'm not going to ask you that because I already know what the answer is going to be, and I think the entire world knows what that's going to be. So I'm not going to ask you that. Oh, we haven't had this question for quite a while, so I'm going to ask you this. I'm really going to put you on the spot here. If your Mini could talk, what do you imagine it saying? Describe the kind of personality it potentially might even have.
So my Mini's name is Reggie Cray, after the Cray twins.
The shooter famous, is a the, shooter.
Yeah, so I feel like, I don't know what he would say. Be like, fucking wanker, stop fucking playing around and just drive me, you fucking wanker.
It's only a little bit of oil, for God's sake.
Yeah, it's like, I'm just bleeding from my, like, I don't know, you know, you're just like.
A proper Monty Python, like, oh, tis but a scratch.
Yeah, you know, I think he'd probably say something like that.
Yeah,
but when he's like driving, he's just screaming. He's like, you know, I don't know. He loves being driven, man. He loves it.
Yeah,
You know, he's been a good. He's been a good. Been a good car. I think he would say something like that. I don't know. He's rough. He's rough around the edges.
Oh man, I don't even know what mine would say. Like, my car's Gromit from Wallace and Gromit. But Gromit doesn't speak in any of the films. So I don't really know what it would say or what it would sound like. It's just, I don't really know. I've never really thought about it. I shouldn't have asked this question. I've dug myself a hole here, Mike.
Oh,
jeez.
Well, that's fine. He doesn't have to say anything.
That's fine. I mean, it's in a million pieces. It's not going to say anything for a long while.
Let's see. Let's get a little hot here. Let's see. What's like a hot take, controversial opinion about Minis or the Mini community?
998s aren't slow.
Ooh.
It's a momentum car.
It's a momentum car. They don't have to be, man. I've seen some pretty fast 998s.
The biggest piece of advice I can give somebody that don't actually do this, don't brake. Don't lift, don't brake, just keep it pinned and point where you want it to go. And
that's Minis, dude, for sure.
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%. But the amount
flat out.
The amount of times I've come off a roundabout on a private road and ended up behind somebody or to the side of somebody, it surprised a few people. That's for sure. Yeah.
For sure. For sure. I agree. Dang.
What's your take?
I don't know. That's a tough one. I think my kind of hot take is just kind of the car community in general, but, you know, overall, I think the Mini community is very helpful. The hot take goes on both sides. Devil's advocate is, you know, a lot of Facebook forums or anything like that, people ask questions and they might be very basic to one person but super advanced to this person, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're all different levels.
All different levels, for sure. and, you know, people always put those dumb freaking answers like, oh, it's the ejector button. Like, dude, just answer the damn question.
Is the 20th time somebody's asked this. Find the post.
Yeah, so I just, like, on one hand, I'm like, dude, just answer the question. Stop being a dick.
Yeah.
But on the other side, to the guy asking that question, a lot of people also say, hey, send me the link to that. Hey, what's that? Like, you know. You know, we've all asked questions on forums and things like that, but do some research.
Yeah, Google.
Like, there is a search button. I get it. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I get it's a quick and easy way of doing it, but it's sometimes the longest way of getting an answer rather than just searching.
It's tough because, you know, I've learned that at a very early age in forums, like, always do the search first, but, and I always do, but sometimes it's really hard to, like, get, like, I might know the general idea of it, but I'm looking for a little more specific, so it's harder to, like, it's hard to search that. So sometimes you just kind of have to ask it. And I mean, generally people are nice to me, yeah. But you know, I see stuff all the time where it's just like, just answer the damn question and help them out. I get people asking me stupid shit all the time.
Yeah, it's normally
me. I get people asking me just normal things all the time. Just answer them. Who cares?
Yeah. 2 seconds it takes to send a nice message back and be like, that's it, done. Move on.
Yeah, sometimes I might be short because I'm just answering the question because I do get a lot of that. For some reason, I guess when you're on, you put yourself out there as a mini person.
Just getting grumpy and old, Mike.
A mini influencer. No, I'm not short in a mean way, but I just answer the question. Like, yeah. You know, we have other things going on in our lives. We're human. Yeah. So if I'm cooking dinner and I see, you know, your message pop up, I might just answer the question and not like chit chat with you.
Yeah, this isn't our full time job.
Yeah. And nor do I know everything. So I'll tell you my experience with it. Let's put it that way.
Between you and me, everything we don't know isn't worth knowing yet.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, God. Right, should we end it on this last question then?
Let's end it. I got to go to the wash toilet.
All right, if you could have a drink, coffee, beer, tea, beverage with one mini celeb, who would it be and why?
This is the hardest probe question.
Mm-hmm. Because so there's a lot. People.
There's a lot, right? Like, obviously Patty. Obviously, Patty. I mean, Smoking John Rhodes. I'm very fortunate to have been able to have him on the podcast, which is amazing. Nick Swift, Alex Agonis, like you know, Alex Moulton with the highlight or with the cones. Like you know, you can kind of go down the list of all these crazy people that had their hand in mini history, but kind of coming back to like America and old school Americana, I think would be pretty cool. Would be Steve McQueen.
Ooh.
I think that would be a pretty cool one. Yeah. Not that he was necessarily I don't know. He could have been a really big mini guy. He had a mini. He had a Cooper S. It was cool. Had his own flair on it. I feel like I would need a whiskey and like a cigar or cigarette with him.
Oh, 100%.
But, you know, and I don't smoke, but that would be, you know, I'd light one up with him with a glass of whiskey or something. Oh, I feel like that would be a sweet conversation.
That
just
would
everything.
Be cool.
He's got a lot of cool stuff. So I think that would be a cool one.
Definitely. Oh, I like that. I hadn't thought of Steve McQueen. Damn it.
There we go. I know. What about you?
So I think my original answer previously was Keith Rip, who created Rip Speed International, who was the rallycross driver, massive in like the 70s and 80s, I think it was. But on a side note, I'd really like to have a gin or a coffee with Enzo Ferrari.
Ooh.
Mm, with his mini. You know, a nice little cool. Italian drive out to his favorite restaurant or something like that would be amazing.
We got to change the question. It was like, all right, add to it. Like, do you want to be at a bar with a drink?
Yes.
At a coffee shop with a drink or like driving, like not drinking and driving, but like drinking your coffee while driving?
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
which one? Looking at the car whilst,
Yeah. You know what I mean? Because there's difference. Some people might want to be like at a table with the car talking to them. Some people might want to be driving, listening to them talk.
Ooh.
Well, that would be cool. Would be like Patty, driving in, like on the rally roads, right? Like him and like talking you through like his thought process. That would be freaking cool. Or Nick Swift around like Goodwood or some shit. That would be sick.
That would be so cool. Oh,
damn!
Yes, love it.
I'm shooting for that.
My mind is blown right now.
I'm shooting that for that for real life. I like Nick Swift. We're still trying to get you on, and we were really close. And I don't know what happened. The guy I was talking to, I don't know if he works for you anymore. One of these days.
Come on. Yeah, if you're listening, come on. We want
you
on here.
He's down. We were trying to get something down scheduled. It was racing season, so it was difficult. But I don't know. The guy's email bounced back to me again, so I don't know. I'm trying to get a hold of somebody new to kind of start that process again. But anyways,
we'll figure it out.
Anything else you want the people to know?
Yeah, again, I just want a public apology. Rowan Atkinson, again, sorry, we have run out of time to have you on this week. We will get you on soon, we promise. Mike and I have just both been very, very busy. So
I mean, no one really wants to hear him, so that's not that big of a deal. But
I mean, he's not going to say much apart from Teddy.
Wow.
No, I'm sure he's got a lot to say. He's a lovely guy.
On that note,
see you later.
We'll catch you guys on the next one.
Cheers.